Okay, Sunday morning, Parshas Vayeshev, Tovshin, Pei, Beis. Zichron, excuse me. Erica, Nita, Meir, Women's Learning Division of Adas Yishurin. We have a lot to do this morning. Let's try to do it now. Here we go. Let's begin, as we always do, with the Parsha. And I'd like to elaborate, as I try to do, and I thank you for giving me and affording me the opportunity to elaborate. Lamed Beis by Yishlach, Lamed Gimel by Yishlach, Pasuk Hei, 33.5 in by Yishlach. Vayisa Seinov, Esav lifted up his eyes. Vayisa Seinov, Esav lifted up his eyes. And he saw Vayar, and he saw Esanoshim, he saw the women. Vayaseyalodim, and he saw the children. Vayomer mi eileloch. And Esav said to Yaakov Avinu, mi eileloch. Who are these to you? Mi eileloch. And the Mepharshim are dealing with this question of what was Esav asking Yaakov. Now Rashi adds one word. Mi eileloch, mi eile, liyos sheloch. Who are these? Liyos. Liyos sheloch. Now many Mepharshi Rashi, including the Mizrahi and the Gor Aryeh and the Sisei Chachamim, all say, mi eile liyos sheloch. Who are these children and these women? Are they avodim or are they bonim? Now Esav was an incredibly smart person. As a matter of fact, the Mashgiach Zecher Tzadik Baruch Hu said that Esav was 1,000 times smarter than Yaakov. He quoted that from a Medrash. And if that is the case, that Esav was 1,000 times smarter than Yaakov, Esav should have been able to figure out who these people are. What was he asking a question for? The answer is that Esav was saying, are they avodim? Are these women your wives? Are they your slaves? Are these children your children? Are these children avodim? What is this? What is this? Now, I once heard, and I can't say I tore my house apart, but I went through so many places that I cannot find it. I have quoted in my notebooks three times that Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said pshat in this Rashi and in this pasuk. Rashi's explaining by adding the word Leos, he's saying the following. Esav said, and we have this, the beginning of Parshas Toldos, Rashi brings this down. He says that Esav and Yaakov were fighting about, they were fighting about the Shnei Olamos. And we all know that at the end of the day, Yaakov got Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov got Olam Habo. And Esav got Olam Hazeh. So the question is the following, says Rav Schwab. And again, I can't find where it says it in Rav Schwab. So that's all. Mi Eila Leo Shaloch. Esav walked into a camp and he saw four women and he saw 11 boys. Right, Dina was hidden. And he says to him, Yaakov, we made a deal. You get Olam Habo. And I get Olam Hazeh. I walk in here. I see four women, beautiful women. I see 11 sons, each one strapping. Each one could be a linebacker. They could be in the NBA. They could be in the NHL. They could be in the NFL. They could be in MLB. They're professional. They're gigantic guys. I expected you, if you have a wife, she should be ugly. If you have a kid, he should have tubular arms. What's going on over here? I made a deal. You get Olam Habo. Fine. I get Olam Hazeh. What's going on here? Mi Eila Liya Shalach. What are you doing with these kids? Turn back, please. To Parshas Vayetze. In Parshas Vayetze, Lamed Aleph Mem Gimel, 31:43, you state in the Torah Kedoshah. Vayan Lovon, Vayem Lo Yain. Yehovan said to Yaakov Avinu, Abonais, Bonaisai, these daughters, these women are mine. Va'abonim, Bonai, and these sons are mine. Stam, a liar, a shakun. Bishlam, you want to say, Mechreset, the women are mine because they're my daughters. I married them already, with your rishus. Okay, Mechreset, still mine. Habonim, Bonai, the grandchildren are mine. They're mine? What do you mean mine? At least we split them. What do you mean mine? Okay, that's who Lavan was. What's he saying here, Lavan? What's Lavan saying? Habonim bona. Parshas Chayesora. Chayesora. Chof Dalet, Pasuk Nun Ches. Vayikru LaRivka, Lavan, and his mother called Rivka. Vayomru, they said to Rivka, do you want to go with this man? Understanding, if you go with this man, it's over. No emails, no texts, no Facebook, nothing. We don't see you again. No planes, we're not coming to see you again. It's over. She says, I'm going. What's happening here? I think the Torah Kedushin is saying something here which is incredibly important, and a yesoid for God's kind. Esav said to Yaakov, what's going on here? This is Elam Hazah. Yaakov says to Esav, go back to Vayishlach now, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Hey, Vayomer Hayolodim Eshechanan Elokim Esavdecho. I said this many years ago in different places. I'm putting it all together right now. Esav said, it's Elam Hazah. Yaakov said, no. Hayolodim Hashechonan Elokim Esavdecho. These are the children Hashechonan Elokim Esavdecho Hashem gave me. Yaakov said to Esav, Esav, you're making a big mistake. I want to tell you something, Esav. I want to tell you a fact of life. You're right, we split. I get Olam Hazeh. Boy, you get Olam Hazeh. I'm asking you a question. In Olam Hazeh, Yaakov said to Esav, in Olam Hazeh, I have a kitchen. I have to eat. I have a kitchen. And you have a kitchen. I have a fridge, you have a fridge. I have a microwave, you have a microwave. I have an oven, you have an oven. I have a freezer, you have a freezer. My nafkamina. What's the difference? We're all the same. What's that?
Intention.
Sok Yaakov Avinu, taste of a Russia. My kitchen is run by Erechaim. My fridge has Shabbos mode. My microwave, I have two. My dishwasher, I have two. And if I don't have two, I only use it for milk and inflation. I have milk and silverware, inflation and silverware. Milk and plates, inflation and plates. Milk and pot, inflation and pot. Forget my Pesach. And then I have Yeridaya. Cheese canned meat, cheese, meat, separate. Vegetables, I check them. This, I make brachas. The whole world's going on over here. We have a dining room table. We bought it, used. It was either 10 or 20 years old. I didn't go out to see him. I went out to see it. Brand new. Brand new. How can it be brand new? For 10 years, 20 years, how can it be brand new? He said, listen, I use it twice a year. Thanksgiving and December 25th. Otherwise, I don't use my table. We're playing in the Amakula. Friday night by a Yiddish house and a dining room table. No matter what goes on at your table. You make Kiddush. You bench. You say something. Pesach, Leil Seder, Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, Purim Suda. Come on, a dining room table. When I grew up, the dining room table was where all my kids did homework. Where else do you do homework? You had no other rooms, they did homework. And nowadays people have rooms, a desk, and a chesed. So you do everything, dining room table. Dining room table. My dining room table, same as your dining room. My bedroom, same as your bedroom. Full halachas. Ebenezer, Yeridaya, it's a different world. Esav.
In that book, I was talking about the mother said her dining room table is
going to
be
testament
in
Olam Haba. That's correct.
That was her
life. Dining room tables used to be an Orin. They used to take the dining room table apart when somebody died and they made it into the Orin. And they buried him in it. And the dining room table is a testimony. Dining room table is a Mizbeach. As they put salt on the table. They said, these are the Elodim. He said, no way, son. These kids are Olam Haba. My kids happen to be big. They're Olam Haba bigger kids. Olam Haba bigger kids. Lavan says to Yaakov, B'nai, these daughters are mine. V'abonim, and the sons are mine. V'atzain tzaini, it's all mine. They said, no, we're out of here. You're living a life of Olam Hazeh. Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, we're out of here. Nachrias nechshav. You treat us like goyim. You sell us. Even though Rachel Imenu still stole the truffin because she didn't want her father to be Reivet of Edizor, it was still a sheiches. Rivka says to her mother and her brother, I'm leaving. I can't. I'm leaving. You want to live in Olam Hazeh and you want to be divorced from Olam Hazeh. I want to live in Olam Hazeh with a goal to get to Olam Hazeh. I'm living a different life than you are. We're living in different worlds. Even though we shop at the same stores, we're living in different worlds. Even though we buy the same furniture, even though we buy the same kitchen utensils and appliances, we're living in a different world. It's a pachad.
Is that like some people say that the force levels of like nature, there's like an extra for Yehudi?
It's true. But the similarities are, I've spoken about this many times. We live in the same world to a certain extent. We live in different worlds. We utilize the same things for different purposes. That's what Yaakov said to Esav. That's what Rachel Leah said to Lavan. And that's what Rivka said to Lavan. Now we have one kasha. Turn to Parshas Vayechi. State in the Torah Kedoshah. Oy. Memches 48:8. Vayar Yisrael has been a Yosef. Yaakov Avinu saw the children of Yosef Yema Miela. He said Miela. What does that mean, Miela? He said Miela. What does it mean, Miela?
Who are these?
What does that mean, who are these? Zakrashi. Bikish Lavarchim, want to give him a bracha, but it's Zalka Shechina. And the Shechina left. What? Shechina left. Because Yerovam and Achav are coming out of Ephraim. And Yehu and Baruch coming out of Menashe. So Yehu said, what's going on here? Mi'ela. What do you mean, Mi'ela? About his elder fortune say, he knew Ephraim and Menashe was only there for the last 17 years. Mi'ela. Mehecha and Yotzu, Elu, Shein and Ruy, and Lebrocha. What's going on? Yosef, I know that you're an Olam Habadik, a Jew. And I once wanted to say to Pshat, many, many years ago, 18, 16 years ago, I know you're an Olam Habadik, a Jew, Yosef. I'm not asking about you. Who's your wife? How did these kids come out of here? So Rashi, Pasuk Tes, so Yom Yosef love it, Bonayim. Asher Nasan Li Elokim Bozeh. What does the word Bozeh mean? So Rashi, Herol Ishtar Erisin Vishtar Ksubo. Never knew what that meant. He gave it a Shtar Erisin Shtar Ksubo. Years ago, and I'm just reiterating it now, he said to his father, Abba, here's the ksuba. This woman is a kosher woman, whether she's the daughter of Dina, whatever happened over there. My wife is good. So what happened? Okay, so that can happen. If you and your wife are Olam Habadikiyin, it is possible that a person has an Asayin, Rachman al-San, further down the road, you had a Shalom of the Derech, Rachman al-San, but you're Olam Habadikiyin. Miela, nothing li elokim bazeh. I said yesterday to the youth of the shul, you guys are on the battlefield, and the Yetzer Hara wants to cut every single one that he can. I'm the medic. I'm not the Rebbe in the classroom with you. The Rebbe in the classroom with you, he's on the battlefield. He's trying to push you around so you miss all the bullets. He's giving the orders. Me, Rachman al-San, somebody gets wounded, so they come to me for chizuk. Pachad. Pachad. Zot, Ramatis Yo. Shlita. Shibizak Rafu, Shlomo Say Shech Al Yisrael. In his Sefer, on Matnas Chalko, on the Sefer, Tayyib Devoira, he brings down that in the mere yeshiva in pre-war Europe, Haskalah had entree. They were able to get in. Rachman al-San, Haskalah got into the yeshiva. A pachad. And then he brings down parenthetically the famous story that there was a young boy who was a gifted boy. That's who Haskalah went after. They went after the gifted boys. They went after the gifted boys. And there was a boy who was so gifted. He was a 13 or 14-year-old Yosem. They went after him until he finally had to run away. His name was? Yisrael Meir Kagan. Who is that? Oh, it's Chaim. Imagine what Klal Yisrael would be. You don't really say the words. Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, we're not talking about Chaim. We're not talking about Mishabura. Not talking about Chaim. They beat him Klal Yisrael. They try to chop him.
Didn't they do that also to Rav Kahn?
Yes, his sister did it to Rav Kahn. And then, Pachad. Yeruchim Pitter, who was presently the Mashgiach in Long Beach, said that when he went to Skokie Yeshiva, after Skokie Yeshiva went to Lakewood, from Lakewood he went out collecting one summer and he came somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know what city, He said over the story. I said over the story a few times. He came and knocked the door, the guy answered the door, the guy's wearing no yarmulke, and he has hair in the back of his head like Ben Gurion, and he says to him, what are you doing? He said, we're coming to look for Yeshiva. Yeshiva? There's no Yeshivas in America. This is post war, World War II in America. There's no Yeshivas. It was Yeshivas in pre war Europe. He said, I learned in the yeshiva in pre-war Europe. Oh, yeah, my Rebbe was off the charts, and his Rebbe was not shaykh, and my chavrusa was unbelievable. So Yeruchim Pitter said, who? Hey, you didn't hear me. Who? My chavrusa was a Reuven Gazovsky. My Rebbe was a Baruch Mael Leibowitz, and his Rebbe was a Chaim Briska. So Yeruchim Pitter says, well, we have Chedushay Reb Reuven in Lakewood. We have Birka Shmuel in Lakewood. We have Chedushay Reb Chaim Alevi Rambam in Lakewood. We got all the Svarim in Lakewood. The guy was playing the Shleiman. He went to the back of his house, came back with a paper. This is my report card from a Baruch Be'er when I came home for Pesach. Says in the report card, Osid Liyois Godol be Israel. Osid Liyois Godol be Israel. So they said to him, What happened? You know what he said? He said, I came home one summer, one man Azmanim, Pesach, I think he said. And I got a book on Atskola, and I read it. And I never went back to Yeshua. Osid Leo's God will be Yisrael. Rav Baruch Be'er wrote that. Oy Rachman al-Islam. Haskalah changed its name. The Yetzer Hara is a chameleon. And he turned it into TV. I was addicted to TV. TV. Could rip a guy out of Yeshiva. Sounds crazy. What's today? Oh, TV. Today, in my hand, I have a TV. I have the internet. I have the whole sewer system in my hand. And what do I have in my other hand? I vape. I have brownies. It's a Shrek. It's a pachad. It's a pachad. Mi eila liyer shalach. Oh, no. We want you. We want you. The signs used to say, Uncle Sam wants you. What did Esav HaRasha say to Yaakov? I'll walk with you. We'll walk together. We'll come together. I'll make this time. Say, Yaakov Avinu. No. Adoni, Yodayaki, a little rock. The kids can't deal with it. What did Yaakov mean? What did Yaakov mean the kids can't deal with it? I don't want to be exposed to their uncle. I don't want to be exposed to their uncle. Very challenging. I don't want to be exposed to their uncle. Very challenging.
Exposed
and very,
to what?
I don't want to be exposed to their uncle.
Oh, no.
Their uncle. I don't want to be exposed to their uncle.
How do you do it today?
One more. Listen to this. There's a Beis Elokim. That's the Mabit. Beis Elokim. Ramat Yisrael quotes this. Unbelievable. Listen to the words in my bit. Ein shibud malchi is godol mi shibud hamelech. There is no shibud. What does shibud malchi mean? The servitude to the king. There is no greater servitude that Klal Yisrael has ever experienced. Dangerous servitude to a king. Who's been the worst king for Klal Yisrael in the world of servitude? Somebody on Zoom, talk to me. Somebody tell me something. Who's been who's the worst king that Klal Yisrael ever had to serve under? Nobody wants to talk to me. Zokt my bit. Unbelievable. Ein shibud malchi is godol mi shibud hamelech hazokin uksil v'hu ayetzahara. The worst melech we ever served under is the melech, the old foolish king. Who's the old foolish king? Yetzahara. V'zeh shibud malchi is amiti. That's a shibud malchi is amiti. Those are my words. In reference to his words. Then he continues. Ukemoi shagula hoyehepach hashibud. Freedom is the opposite of shibud. Kein hatshuva. So too, tshuva. Listen to this. Tshuva who oifen. Excuse me. Tshuva. It's unbelievable. Kein hatshuva is freedom from avoinus. It's the hepach of avoinus. And that's the pshat that we say in Chazal. B'nissan nigalu, b'nissan asid nigoy. I remember the first time I thought of this. During Nissan, we freed from what? From physical bondage, from physical slavery. We were freed. But we were also freed from spiritual slavery. B'nissan nigalu, b'nissan asid nigoy. Also from spiritual slavery. Don't suck them a bit. B'yoycha nefesh, when the nefesh is meshubedes to the Yetzahara, it's roy that the guf will be meshubed to Malchius. But if the nefesh is freed from the Yetzahara, then the guf will be freed. The guf will be free. And perhaps that's a pshat in Chazal. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin Loi. One famous Chazal. And Mamela She'en Lecha Ben Chayre and Elamish Isaac B'Torah. The person who's Isaac in Torah is the person who's the true Ben Chayre. I want to tell you a Maisa I saw. I want to tell you a Maisa about a person who's free. This person is really free. This Maisa is like... You ever hear of David Krongles? David Krongles is a Mashgiach of Ner Yisrael. David Krongles, Tzadik. David Krongles served in the Mir. He was in Shanghai. Lazy Yudel said about David Krongles, he was a Meiridik Alamdin. He wasn't the biggest Alamdin in the Mir. He was a Meiridika Masmid, but he wasn't the biggest Masmid in the Mir. He was a Meiridika Bal Musa, but he wasn't the biggest Bal Musa in the Mir. He was a Meiridika Bal Midas, but he wasn't the biggest Bal Midas in the Mir. But he was the person who excelled in all four of these things, not like anybody else in the Mir. He was Mashkiach Ner Yisrael. Ner Yisrael was a nice yeshiva. 1960s, maybe it's the early 70s, he went there to Shul to visit his Rebbe. He was his Rebbe, Rebbe Chatzkel Levinstein, the grandfather of Rebbetzin Levin, Chatzkel Levinstein. Grandfather of Rebbetzin Levin. And you know what Rebbe Chatzkel offered him? Rebbe Chatzkel offered him to become the Mashgiach in Ponovich. Become the Mashgiach in Ponovich. Ponovich yeshiva, the biggest yeshiva in the world. The schus to live in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Bnei Brak, to be in a yeshiva, or of Shach, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Dov Pravatsky, not Shaykh. He turned it down. Why did he turn it down? He owed too much across the tide to Rav Ruderman for giving him a job. You know who can do that? Only one person can do that. Only person can do that is a person who's free from his Yetzirah. Otherwise, not Shaykh to do that. What are you doing? You got the job of a lifetime here. You move into Eretz Yisrael. Now Yisrael's a nice place, you know, whatever. It doesn't get better. The Ponovich. I will curse, I tell you. Okay. That's a person who is in control. That's Bilus on the Yetzirah. I have a question for you now. One hand is Esav saying to Yaakov, what's going on here? Yaakov saying to Esav, these kids, Eilav Haba. Yaakov says to Yosef, what's going on here? Yosef straightens it out. Now I want to ask you a question. What I'm about to say right now is probably one of the biggest challenges in life, if not the biggest challenge. Those of us that have children, children are matonim and shamayim, children come with challenges. When asked by people 10, 20, 30 years from now, and they ask our children, tell me the best moment with your parents. What did your parents instill in you? Gevaldik, my parents, boy, Meredik, they showed me how to go on vacation. Oh, our vacations. Gevaldik. We sat out and chilled with the barbecue, and we had a few beers together with our parents. It was Meredik. Now, my parents, Shabbos, going into the sukkah, Dalet Minim, the Seder. That was incredible. Yeah, we had good times also. Both families do the same thing. What's the dogish? What's the dogish in your life? What's the dogish that you gave to your children? There's a book out. I have the book, I read it, and somebody just reminded me about it. So I pulled it off the shelf again to open it up. I have a friend named Rabbi Shui Lif. He had a yeshiva in Israel. Some people in Israel, in fact, went to his yeshiva. His father was a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. And he went to Staten Island Yeshiva for high school. Whatever. He didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Staten Island. Staten Island had a basketball court, and Eretz Yisrael had a basketball court. The difference was that there was no basketballs in Staten Island. Had a court, no basketballs. So he told his mother that Reb David Kronglass was coming to the Yeshiva. And his mother knew. And she had a duffel bag packed that she was going to put in Reb David Kronglass's car, full of cookies, cakes, whatever, maybe some clothing or whatever. He said, Ma, put a basketball in there. Ooh, it was getting a little Yehudim in Staten Island. A basketball was coming. It was the 1960s, it wasn't easy to buy a basketball. People can ask the Rebbeim to buy a basketball. They got a basketball. Basketball's coming. David Kronglass drives up to Yeshiva. Shui Lif is there to meet him. And David Kronglass says to, he was very close to him. His father was, he was close. So he gets out of the car, and Rabbi Kronglass says to Shui Lif, Yoshua, never waste the duffel bag. He takes the duffel bag, runs upstairs to the dormitory. Every kid in the yeshiva knows the duffel bag. It's full of cookies, and he gives out cookies to everybody. And they grab the basketball downstairs. They run out the door to the courts. As they run out the door, they walk into a parade of all the rabbeim of Staten Island yeshiva, accompanying Rav Dovah Kornblass into the base medrash. He's going to give a shiur. He was a high school kid. He wasn't going to the shiur, but it was pretty embarrassing. With a basketball, five guys behind him, and they run into all these rabbis. So the five guys behind him kind of disappear, and they walk back into the building. He starts holding the basketball. He was a meridic athlete, one of the best B'nai Torah athletes I ever saw in my life. Anyways, he has the basketball in his hands. He's scared out of his mind. He sticks the basketball in his back, and he drops it. The basketball is bouncing. He said it was the loudest noise he ever heard. It was like bump, bump, bump. He said, I'll never forget this the rest of his life. And it was happening. He said, yeah, no, I'm never going to get this the rest of my life. It's so embarrassing. Zachar of Dover Kornglass, Yahshua, nem the basketball and gay play. Take the basketball and go play. He said, he saved my life. But more than that, he said something. A 13-year-old half boy in yeshiva, he can go play basketball. Very difficult balance. Is there any Olam Hazeh in Olam Hazeh? Or is only Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh? Of course there's only Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. But in order to get to the Olam Haba through Olam Hazeh, you have to be able to, you know, as they say, you have to be able to, what, thread the needle. You know what I mean? There are some gedolim never touched a basketball in their lives. Never touched one.
It's not like a cookie cutter thing.
I don't hear you.
It's not a cookie cutter thing.
That's correct. That's correct. And I said that every single person is obligated once a day at least to mention the names of their sons, daughters, grandsons, and granddaughters, and if they have great grandsons and great granddaughters, at least once a day, join us. And don't tell me that you have to go to work, you don't have enough time. Figure out, you can get another, it's going to take a minute to mention all your kids. If it'll take 2 minutes, like 2 minutes. Everybody has 2 minutes for their grandchildren and their children. But daf mispalazayin. There's a tsunami out there. This hand is technology, this hand is vaping. 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was a TV. 50, 60, 100 years ago before that, it was Haskalah. Haskalah was in the Meir Yeshiva. And an iPhone is in Lakewood Yeshiva. Vaping can be done in the streets of Yerushalayim outside yeshivas. Or in the streets of America outside yeshivas. Vaping. It's a pillar. It's a pillar. Absolute pillar. Our job is to make sure that kid who has a report card that says Osir Li is going to be a show reaches his potential. Not easy. This is not easy. This is not easy. I'm not talking about anything easy here. It's not easy. It's hard. A lot of work. Possibly as God will be Israel. Very hard. Very hard. I only ask one question. It's very hard. Is it doable? That's the question. Is it doable? When he is Daiti, the answer is absolutely yes. How? A lot of work, a lot of Sviyat HaDeshmaya.
Sometimes you don't see it like... Sometimes you could have a kid that's struggling for a lot of years and then... You're doing every single thing right as a parent, but then it could switch around like years later. So it's not
that's
like
correct. You know, there are a lot of understandings in life. People are born with all types of Rahman al-Islam maladies, sicknesses, physical, emotional, intellectual, you know, all types of understandings in life. They're understandings. And those people who think that they have it all because they're, you know, 6'2 and strapping and can make it the NBA and the NFL and the NBL or whatever, they don't have understandings. Sometimes older sinners are worse than other sinners. It's a pachad. It's a pachad. You know, push it, get ready, as they say. It's a pachad. I think the limud, as we've been going over the last few months, is how do we fight the Yetzer Hara? It's a real fight. He wants. Our job is to say no. To say no. And that no has to be said correctly. Not easy, it's not easy, it's not easy. It's not easy. Not easy. Okay, I can't thank everybody enough here. We should be zeicha that anybody chas v'sholem injured in Klal Yisrael should be zeicha. And we should also be zeicha that there should be, obviously, no more injuries. And we should be zeicha to P.S. HaMashiach, V'heira V'yameinu, where the Beis HaMikdash will come down in fire, and we know what it will do to the Mokum of where everything is right now, and the Mokum of Mikdash will have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Okay, I'm thanking Mrs. Kornberg and Mrs. Newhouse and Mrs. iPhone Marsha and Mrs. Goldman from Eretz Yisrael. And who is 93?
Yes, Bissel Adelson. Hi, Rabbi.
That's right. Okay. Hatzlacha Rabbi to everybody, and Kol Tov, Kol Tov, Kol Tov.